That's music by Henry Purcell with text by John Dryden from a theater piece called King Arthur, Fairest Isle was the name of the song, sung by soprano Catherine Bott, with theorbist Paula Chateauneuf, the theorbo being a very large and long lute. And that music heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Kelly. There's a strategic reason for that particular music, which I'll tell you in just a moment. Coming up on the show, we will be having live in our studio The Girls Next Door, the all-female a cappella group from the University of Illinois, who have a couple of shows coming up in the next couple of weeks, which we will tell you about then. We'll look forward to having them sing a bit of a preview of those shows coming up a little later this hour. But first, we have three representatives of the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana, whose current play is called Or, that's spelled O-R, comma, by Liz Duffy Adams. It's directed by Kay Bohannon-Holly, who is with us in the studio, as is Lindsay Gates Markle, who plays the character of Afra Ben. Did I say that right, more or less? And Stephanie Swearingen, who plays the character of, well, three characters, really. Nell Gwynn, who's the most prominent of the three. Mariah, thank you very much. And a jailer. It's not some other pronunciation.
You pronounce that one right.
Jailer.
The jailer. And the reason I played the music that I did is that this play, a comedy, is set in the mid to late 1600s. And that's when Henry Purcell was active. So all these folks who are historical figures would have likely known not only his music, but good chance they probably knew Henry Purcell as well. So I guess my first question about this play, which I have not seen, though I've read a little bit about it, is, what exactly does the title mean? O-R, comma. It's one of those that, you know, is sort of annoying to radio hosts because it's hard to convey by just saying it. It's sort of more visual.
It is visual. It is a little annoying as well. It's one of those things where there's a line in the play that explains exactly why it's there. There are a couple reasons. One is, the most obvious reason is that it was a common practice in that day in Renaissance Restoration theater to have long play titles that were, The Singing Mermaid or The Tale of the Young Girl.
Well, whatever. For example, that music I just played comes from a production called King Arthur or The British Worthy. There you go.
There you go. It's an example of exactly why she called it Or. But in the play itself, thematically, the author plays up the idea that she's playing in the whole piece with opposites and with things that are tugging at each other and are betwixt and between and so forth. So that's also what she talks about, Or being a word that connects things that are unlike.
Either or, this or that, him or her.
Exactly.
And so on. That is the voice, by the way, of Kay Holly, who is the director of this production. The main character is somebody whose name I had never heard before. I had to look her up. In fact, I didn't realize that she was a real person. Am I saying it right? Afra Ben?
Afra Ben is how we pronounce it.
And it's an interesting name. A-P-H-R-A, last name B-E-H-N. And she was, the first female English playwright? Or just first female playwright?
Some people say she might have been the first female playwright, the first female to make her living as a playwright in the Western tradition, but certainly in British theater. And she also is sometimes considered to be a really early influence on the novel as well. That's how I was first introduced to her, was in a women's literature class where we did a novel that she had written.
I saw some quotation, or maybe it's in a poem, of Virginia Woolf, who made reference to her as, you know, I guess all women should pay tribute to her, be thankful to her, or something like that. But she's also, what makes, I guess, the setting for this play is that she was also a spy, at least for a while, and she's trying to get out of that business and into show business.
That's right. You want to handle that?
That's true. The play opens with Afra in debtor's prison, which was one of the few facts that is actually known about her, apparently, that she was a spy. Charles II was slow in paying her. She ended up going to debtor's prison and was released. So the show opens when she's in debtor's prison writing to the king for her money.
And then she did become pretty well known.
Mm-hmm.
Because did I read right that she's buried in Westminster Abbey?
She is.
Which is, you know, you got to be somebody to get there.
That's true.
To have gotten there. The other historical figures that are in this play, the actress, comedian Nell Gwynn, and the king at the time, King Charles II, those two were well known to be lovers. They were known to be lovers then, and of course sort of prominent for that now, among many other things. I'm gathering that along with this other character of William Scott, there are liberties taken with the relationship, the actual historical relationships between these three or four people.
Indeed. In fact, Lindsay's going to probably be doing a little piece of her prologue in which she mentions that fact, that there are liberties taken.
A lot of liberties.
Should we just launch into that then?
We can.
Why don't you?
So this is Lindsay Gates Markle from the play called Or, by Liz Duffy Adams, which is the current production at the Station Theater in Urbana. It actually opened last weekend and continues through April 13th.
Or. Now that's a very little word on which to hang an evening's worth of show. But I will now that little word enlarge and show a vast, unsettled world within that open O and nosing thrust of R. Our play will shortly ricochet between a dense array of seeming opposites, spy or poetess, actress or whore, male or female, straight or gay, or both, wrong or righteous, treacherous or true, lust or love, cheap hackney trash or art. Now or then, a distant, fervent age or this, our time of mingled hope and fear. And yet, despite all seeming differences, those oars divide less than they subtly link, and what seem opposite and all at odds are in their deepest nature most the same. We all embody opposites within, or else we're frankly far too dull to live. In this, our wilding world cannot be hemmed within a made-up symmetry of sense. That being said, we'll open up the gate, unhinge the R, and step on through the O to find our characters, from history fetched, although they no doubt would not know themselves if they were sudden brought into this room to witness. Oh, blame not our hapless scribe for that. She pleads a playwright's hallowed right to have her way with people and events too far long gone for most of you to know. Just as our heroine, in her own time, made free with truth where it might serve her will. If Afra could but be with us tonight, we hope she would forgive our trespasses, while you, we hope to solace and seduce with all our most alluring stratagems. Compose yourselves for pleasure, if you will.
Very nice. So you are actually the voice of the playwright in this case?
Mm-hmm. Well, Afra is the playwright that... I guess
Using there is actually supposed to be that of the actress who's going to play.
The actress playing.
Okay. Right.
Of course, you set up, well, for one thing, you set up the language immediately. So this is apparently Ms. Adams is doing her best to recreate the language of the 1600s, at least.
The prologue's written in iambic pentameter, and the first, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes of the play are as well. And then once the action starts going, it's no longer,
There are passages where it lapses back into iambic pentameter, but...
But it still carries an older an older type of speech?
It's heightened certainly, and has rhythms that are not necessarily those of everyday speech. Although it will surprise you by having startlingly contemporary things that the characters say.
Well, among those things, I gather when we were discussing ahead of time that they're difficult to find some scenes one can actually do on the radio because there's a certain amount of ribaldry.
Yes, it's a naughty little play. It's a bawdy little play. That was one of the things I liked about it when I first read it.
Commentary on you?
Perhaps.
A lot of people like it. Not just Kay.
Yeah. It's not just me. No, it is. It's naughty and it's bawdy and it has beautiful use of language and the characters are just so lively and sexy and smart, some of them, and it's very funny. There were lots of things about it that I was attracted to.
There's just three people in the cast, right? Three or four people in the cast?
Four people. Mm-hmm.
Four people in the cast. And, featuring. So there's the two folks we have with us, Lindsay Gates-Markle and Stephanie Swearengen. Then there's Matthew Green in the role of Charles II. And then it says, featuring Gary Ambler. I suppose we have to wait to find out
Indeed. What
Gary Ambler is going to be.
Indeed, you do.
Yep.
I assume it's probably fairly outrageous.
Outrageous might be a word. I don't know.
Is it?
It's I don't know.
It might be considered by most. Some.
I don't know.
So we have these characters of Alfred Benn, Charles II, William Scott, both of them played by Matthew, I should have said, and then Nell Gwynn as the main characters. They all did have relationships with each other in some way or another, but Afra did not necessarily and probably didn't have exactly the intimate relations with all of them, as is described in this play.
Right. Or so, any of them, as far as I know. I think she was friends. She and Nell were friends.
Yeah, it's said that Afra helped Nell poison Charles's mistress at the time, so Nell could...
You're welcome.
Yeah, meet the queen.
Barbara Villiers, was that her name?
Yeah.
And I just read some of this stuff. There's a couple of Villierses involved. So what's the overall gist, just the real quick thumbnail, what is going on between these people?
It's a short play. It's presented without intermission. And we see Afra as she transitions away from the spy game, as they say, and goes through the debtor's prison and is released from there. And in this play, she becomes Charles's—refuses to call herself mistress, but his poet. She becomes his poet. And one of the conceits is then that the most of the play occurs over one night in which everybody is with everybody and they're all having a good time and she's trying to write her first play.
She has one night to finish her play and launch her career as a playwright.
During which she's also having some sort of relations with all these people.
That's true.
Indeed.
Yes. Which...
so distracting.
I'm sure it can be. Well, I know you have at least one other scene you want to do. Maybe we can get in a couple just to give a little more of the flavor.
What shall we do?
I think you should... Weren't you going to do the Nell and Afra? Some of that?
Arcadia?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Well, don't you wish we could go back to a simpler time? Don't you wish we could go far, far away, back to a simpler time?
Was there ever a simple time since there were people in the world?
There was, long ago. Before the wars of ministers and kings, before the need to struggle for our bread, before all strivings base and harsh, there was a golden age of happiness sublime, where lovely nymphs, like you, with fewer clothes, in fragrant groves lay hidden from the sun, which dappled through the leaves to gild their days, While nighttime, neath the pearly moon, there played the gentle shepherdesses and their swains, living all for poetry, music, love, before the grim, unnatural rule of law, of gods and men. Oh, sweet Arcadia, unfettered, unrepressed, and unashamed, a happier, better time could not be named.
It sounds fabulous. And guess what? It sounds like right now.
What, now?
Or any minute. The Puritans had their day. It's our turn to make a new golden age.
Well, what about the war?
The war can't last forever.
It feels as though it already has.
Oh, come on. Don't be such a nostalgia queen. Look around you. It's already begun. We can love who we want, girls or boys. We can wear any clothes we want.
Girls or boys.
Yeah, right? See, the world is changing. A woman can be an actress, a playwright, a poet, a libertine, a spy. A nobody like me is the it girl everyone loves. You can shed your murky past to become the toast of theater. Every day and night is a party and a happening and a grand festival of art and love. We're lucky to be alive. This is our utopia, and it's never going to end.
So that shows up about how far into the play?
A third.
Maybe a third-ish. Almost half.
It's when Nell and Afra are getting to know each other.
The first introduction of Nell.
Yeah.
And Nell herself, the historical figure, was quite a complex character.
Yeah.
Quite well known. I mean, I knew the name, but I didn't really know why I knew the name.
She was quite a woman out of her time. Because she, you know, she did everything that acting for women was new. She was able to do that in a time when women had kids and that was what they did. She went back and did theater again, you know.
After her kids.
After she had children. And so, but she never forced herself into Charles's life. She followed him at court but never was present at court. So she's very special.
Some have claimed that his dying words were, "Make sure Nellie doesn't starve." She was one of his most loyal mistresses.
And he had a great many, apparently.
He did.
Mm-hmm. I read, I think, that I guess 2 kids by
Nell,
at least 10 by others, and not one by his wife.
She was,
true.
Yeah, she was sterile.
Yeah. But at least he didn't off with her head.
True. You know. It was an improvement over some of the kings. Although there was a lot of off with their heading that still went on.
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned this character of William Scott, who is, I guess, not so much well known.
He's not. He was, apparently he is historical and was there. I've read different reports, some that claim that he and Afra were possibly even secretly married and that they had a relationship, but they were spy partners, I think, really. I think that's true.
But the conceit here is that he is a double agent of some kind. He may be trying to murder the king or not.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
She may be conspiring or not.
Exactly.
In this whole thing. Well, it sounds like, I'm just going to quote from one of the reviews that I read here. A historical romp of a backstage sex farce.
But it's more than that, yeah. I think, too.
Well, it sounds like a great deal of fun with language.
It is a lot of fun with language. And a lot of fun with the energy of women in this show. All of the women characters are women doing things that women haven't done before. And that's kind of neat to see, too.
And literally true back in that day in the 1600s. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we look at it differently now, but I imagine it's probably pretty easy to figure out the novelty of it then from this play.
Yes.
And it must be fun for those of you who are playing double characters, as always, to do that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is it fun?
Fun sometimes can... Yeah, sometimes.
Fun can be stressful.
Yeah.
Quick costume changes, quick
character
shifts.
Very quick costume changes and language changes and accent changes. It's, yeah.
But they're doing it so well that apparently the other night we had an audience member who thought at the curtain call when only 4 people came out, she thought that 3 or 4 people hadn't come out for the curtain call.
Well, now that is a tribute to the actors.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Yes, it is.
We're talking about the current production by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana. It's Liz Duffy Adams' comedy, restoration comedy called Or. She's not of the restoration, but it's set then, and the language largely of then, O-R, comma. It opened last weekend. It'll continue through Saturday the 13th. The shows are Wednesday through Sunday, all of them at 8 o'clock. If you want to get tickets, you can either phone 217-384-4000 or you can reserve online at stationtheater.com. Theater is spelled T-R-E. And my guests for this portion of Live and Local are Kay Bohannon-Holly, who is the director of this production, and Lindsay Gates Markle, who plays the character of Afra Ben, and Stephanie Swearingen, who plays Nell Gwynn, Mariah, and the jailer. All of these in this current production. And, you know, I think every show I've ever seen at the station has been really fine. And I have no doubt that this is continuing the tradition.
I'm proud of it. I'm very proud of it.
Well, thanks very much for coming in, and best of luck with the rest of the show.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
The rest of the run, I should say. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned next for The Girls Next Door, the all-female a cappella group from the University of Illinois who have some shows coming up. It's time to donate your CDs, records, DVDs, tapes, and working stereo equipment to the vintage vinyl sale, which will benefit Illinois Radio Reader. Just take your donations of used CDs, records, DVDs, tapes, and working stereo equipment to any Busey Bank office in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, or Mahomet, or to the sale site at 40 East University Avenue in Champaign. For more information, call Dean Geiken at 217-333-6503. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. That reminds me to say that on Monday's Live and Local, we will be having a feature on one of the current exhibitions at the Sousa Archives having to do with James Bond, and also the music of the James Bond films. We'll be talking with Scott Schwartz on Monday's program. Also talking with William Mersch, who is head of the percussion division at the University of Illinois School of Music, about the U of I Percussion Ensemble's upcoming concert. That'll be Monday's show at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned for The Girls Next Door. Led with our previous feature on a play from The Restoration. This was from his theatrical piece called Abdelazar or The Moor's Revenge, coming back to the idea of Or, with a performance by the Tafel Musik Baroque Orchestra, music director Gene Lamont. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're pleased to welcome back The Girls Next Door, the a cappella group from University of Illinois. There are, of course, a number of such groups. I'm sure they will say that they are by far the best, at least of the female groups. They've got some performances coming up next Friday, so a week from tonight at 7:30. That's going to be at the Levis Faculty Center, their annual spring show. They will be joined by Stereotypes from Washington University, which I assume is another female a cappella group?
It's an all-male group.
All-male group, mm-hmm. Okay. Ah, so a little bit of co-edness going on. And then 2 weeks after that, On Saturday, April 27th, they'll be doing a show at the Canopy Club in Urbana on the U of I campus. Both of these locations on the U of I campus. That's going to be a 7 o'clock show. And that's kind of different, which we'll perhaps hear a little bit about coming up. A little bit of a cappella there, but some accompanied songs being done. So thanks, ladies, for coming back on.
Thanks for having us.
Why don't we just launch right into a song?
All right, sounds good. This first one we have is by The Killers, and it's called All of These Things I've Done. We have Sydney McComas on the solo.
When there's nowhere else to run, is there room for one more sun? One more sun. If you can't hold on. From the back of my broken head, and there the headaches, and there the heartbreaks. I'm so much older than I can take, and my affection, well, it comes and goes. I need direction to perfection. No, 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 help me out. Yeah, you know you gotta help me out. Yeah, oh, don't you put me on the back burner. You know you gotta help me out. Yeah. And when there's nowhere else to run, is there room for one more sun? Dress ain't changing me, the cold-hearted girl I used to be. Yeah, you know you gotta help me out. Yeah, oh, don't you put me on the back burner. You know you gotta help me out. Yeah, you're gonna bring yourself down. Yeah, you're gonna bring yourself down. Yeah, you're gonna bring yourself down. I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I 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 got soul, but I'm not a soldier. On the back burner, you know you gotta help me out. Yeah, you're gonna bring yourself down. Yeah, you're gonna bring yourself down. Over and in, last call for sin. While everyone's lost, the battle is won. With all these things that I've done.
Girls Next Door from the University of Illinois, live in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. All of These Things I've Done, is that the name of the song? Mm-hmm. And who did you say the group was there?
That originally did?
Yeah.
The Killers.
The Killers.
Yeah.
See, you know, I'm really popular music challenged among the many groups that I actually don't know anything about. Most of your music comes from from the pop world? You know, where you pick some song that everybody likes and decide we'll make an arrangement of this?
Yeah, a lot of our music does. Our group is a little unique because we also do a lot of jazz standards over the years. We have won Blue Skies that we've done for the past 41 years, and Java Jive. It's kind of our theme song, I guess. So that's a nice aspect of our group, is we'll take old standards and turn them unique with our music.
I remember from when you guys were here not that long ago, really, but I don't remember your name. You're the music director?
Yeah. Ann Taylor.
Ann Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Easy to remember.
You make nice clothes.
I do, thank you.
We didn't do this last time, and I think some of you were not here last time, maybe, and some of you definitely were. And why don't you just introduce yourselves one by one, and I won't be able to keep track, I'm sure, but I'll do my best a little bit. So from my left, the person who's actually doing the vocal percussion on that last song.
I'm Emily Otness. I'm a freshman.
I'm Katie Dolfer. I'm a sophomore.
Alex Grummer, I'm a junior.
Ann Taylor, again, I'm a senior.
Sydney McComas, I'm a sophomore.
Kelly Zimmer, sophomore.
Katie Bruton, freshman.
Hannah Lake, sophomore.
Allie Habib, senior.
Brittany O'Brien, junior.
Danielle DeWitt, senior.
Well, I started to write those down, and I can't write fast enough. I got lost about halfway around. But so I didn't pick up the mix of years. Are you pretty well distributed?
Mm-hmm. Yep, for the most part. We're losing 3 seniors this year. But yeah, we're pretty evenly spread, which is kind of nice.
And the full group is 12.
Yes.
So you're just missing one person right now.
Yep, we're missing Danielle Pacelli right now. And we also have another member who's in Vienna, so she was unable to make it.
Yeah. Will she be back for your show?
She will not. No,
oh,
but she'll be back in the fall. We miss
okay.
her.
Well, so I assume you want to, I mean, the goal is to keep it even so that you don't lose too many from year to year.
Right, yep. It's kind of hard to regroup, but they come and go.
They come and go. But curious, of those of you who are seniors or juniors, how many of you have been in the group since your freshman?
I think most of us.
3, 4, 5. So that's pretty common, that once you get in, you stay in.
Yeah,
we
kind
love
of
each
fall,
other.
Fall in love with it.
So between the bonding that goes on and the fun that happens and the fact that I presume every one of you gets better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
as time goes.
Kind of get a new skill set through it.
Maybe some of you tell me about, maybe the younger ones, tell me a little bit about the process of getting integrated and what's involved, how it's done, how difficult maybe it's been.
Yeah, well, there are several a cappella groups that you can audition for, and you go in, and on the day of auditions, all the a cappella groups are on the same day. And actually, I only auditioned for Girls Next Door because I had my heart set on this group. But you could audition for several, and you actually have to choose when you get through like the later process which one you want to be with. But I auditioned for Girls Next Door because I knew this is where I wanted to be. And there are like several rounds of auditions that you go through, and they call you back, and they make you wait for a little bit, and they make you nervous. But then at the end of it, they told me to go back to my dorm and wait for an email, sit at my desk. So I went back, and I got my pajamas, and I'm sitting by my computer, and they actually came to my door, and I opened the door, and they started singing Blue Skies.
Oh.
It was very heartwarming.
Cheesy.
Cheesy, yeah.
Sentimental.
As well as a great relief, I'm sure, at that
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely.
You're throwing all your eggs in just this one group's basket. Mm-hmm. That was a little bit of a risk on your part. And then what about as you get integrated into the group? How does that happen for somebody who's new?
Emily, do you want to say?
Well, let me see. When I first joined, they gave us these little gift packets with all the Girls Next Door memorabilia, like picture frames and I don't remember what else was in it, like a t-shirt, blanket. So we have all the gear ready, and then we get to perform gigs progressively more as the year goes on. I think they picked up a little bit, which is really fun. We've actually traveled to Michigan and been lots of places, so it's just a process. You know, you get to know each other and spend a lot of time together through rehearsals and performances.
So is the reason that the gigs increase as the year goes that you do have to integrate new people and teach them the songs and recreate the sound maybe that not necessarily got lost but needs to be kept intact, you know, when the other women have left?
Yeah, the beginning of the year is kind of a race. We kind of hit the ground running,
throw a lot of new music at everybody, overwhelm them a little bit. But, yeah, and just as you go through the year, you know, you publicize yourself or, you know, we get to come and do shows like this with you and just get your name out there. And, you know, April, we're booked like every weekend for stuff, which is exciting, you know, to spend so much time being able to show other people what we spend so much time working on.
And when for some of these, for pay, I hope.
Yes. Yeah. We like to be paid, but but we also do a lot of shows for free or for different RSOs on campus, things like that.
So the show that you have coming up next, just a week from today, is your annual spring show.
Yes.
It'll be at the Levis Faculty Center on the U of I campus. You'll be joined by a male a cappella group from Washington University in St. Louis called Stereotypes. And I understand this show has a James Bond theme.
It does. Yeah, celebrating 50 years of Bond.
And by the way, I don't know if there's any connection to this. There's the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music are doing something right now with the music of James Bond, which we'll be talking about on Monday's show.
Well, that's a nice coincidence.
Is it coincidental?
It is coincidental, yeah. But we have three different Bond songs. Don't quite want to ruin it, the surprise, but they're very well known. And we have a James Bond MC. And it's just going to be a really fun show. We have an awesome set. So we're hoping everyone wants to come. And it's conveniently also Mom's Weekend. So it's a nice activity to take your mom to.
So will it be Daniel Craig or Pierce Brosnan here?
They both might come. But we're waiting to hear back from them. But for now, we have a backup Bond.
You got a week.
Yeah.
For them to accept your generous offer.
Yes, very generous.
Whatever it may have been. So besides the three Bond themes, or Bond songs, mm-hmm. and a Bond MC, the rest is sort of peripheral or...
Yeah, we're going to spice up the Levis Center a little bit, I think. And then we'll have our T-shirts, which are Bond themed, and we'll be selling some of those. So that's pretty much it, I guess.
You indicated that there are some songs that stick with the group for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What's the turnover of songs from year to year?
Well, for example, for this show, we have 15 songs. And I think the only ones that are being carried over are just our two classics. So we'll be singing 13 brand new songs from this semester. And generally, unless we like fall in love with a song, Strip Me by Natasha Bedingfield, we've carried over. One Sweet Love by Sarah Bareilles, we've carried over for like years because Danielle DeWitt is phenomenal on it. But unless a song really sticks with us or we find a really good groove with it, we tend to cycle through them pretty quickly. So we have a lot of arrangements going on all the
time. Well, that keeps you, it keeps the arrangers busy, and that, of course, keeps you all busy and, and active in the process of rehearsal, which has to be... pretty energizing, I imagine.
Yeah, it's constant learning experience. So.
The Girls Next Door are with us live on Live and Local in our studio. And we like to invite you to attend the U of I's Mom's Weekend Flower Show on April 13th and 14th. That's actually the days after their concert, starting at 9 a.m. This floral extravaganza will be held in the Stock Pavilion, located on Pennsylvania Avenue in Urbana. Stimulate your imagination while viewing the garden displays and indulge your passion for gardening while browsing through annuals, perennials, and more. Plus, you can visit WILL's table and chat with a gardener from our Mid-American Gardener Show. And so you can think spring on that one. We have support for our program today from the Illinois Symphony Orchestra with violinist Nicholas Kendall in Virtuosic Vibe, with Sibelius Violin Concerto, Strauss's Death and Transfiguration, and a world premiere by Steve Hackman. 8 p.m. Friday, April 12th at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, and Saturday, April 13th at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield. Details are available at ilsymphony.org. And we'll be talking with both Nick Kendall and composer Steve Hackman on next Tuesday's Live and Local, I believe. What do you want to do next?
Well, we're singers, so we'll sing for you some more if you'd like.
Well, I sort of assumed that.
Well, this next one is Give Your Heart a Break, and it's a pop song, so maybe you're not familiar with it, but you will be. And this is with Kelly Zimmer on the solo.
The day I first first met you, you told me you'd never fall in love. But now that I get you, I know fear is what it really was. Now here we are, so close, yet so far. Haven't I passed the test? When will you realize? Baby, I'm not like the rest. Don't wanna break your heart, wanna give your heart a break. I know you're scared it's wrong, like you might make a mistake. There's just one life to live, and there's no time to wait, to wait. So let me give your heart a break, your heart a break. Let me give your heart a break, your heart a break. Oh yeah, yeah. On Sunday, you went home alone. There were tears in your eyes. I called your cell phone, my love, but you did not reply. Ours. If we want it, we can take it. If you just take my hand, no turning back now. Baby, try to understand. Don't wanna break your heart, wanna give your heart a break. I know you're scared it's wrong, like you might make a mistake. There's just one life to live, and there's no time to wait, to wait. So let me give your heart a break.
Give Your Heart a Break, the name of the song. Kelly Zimmer featured in the solo role with the Girls Next Door here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. So who was known for that song?
Demi Lovato.
Sorry. I'm going to say, if I don't know, you better know. Both the songs so far have had solo voices. Do most of the songs you do have a solo feature?
Yeah, most of them do. We do a couple group ones. I don't think we have any this semester. But last time we were here, we sang Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap for you, and that was a group song. So occasionally we'll throw one in there.
So how commonly do you have some of those vocal jazz ones in the repertoire?
We usually have one every semester, I would say. I'm not sure. I guess this semester we don't really have much jazz. But yeah, we have our standards, Java Java and Blue Skies, and then one of our Bond songs is kind of unique and has a little jazzy section thrown in there.
Yeah, I would have been surprised if one of the Bond songs wasn't, because it certainly is.
Most of them, I guess, are considered jazz, but they're not standards.
Are you able to describe the sort of voice that you look for in somebody who wants to be in the Girls Next Door?
Ah, that's a good question. I guess our group, we look for very pure voices because blend is very important in a cappella in general, but our group has a very unique blend, and so we test girls a lot on if they can remove vibrato from their voice, so we have clean lines. I would guess purity would be the best adjective to describe what kind of voice we look for. But we also have girls in the group who have the ability to remove that for a group setting, and then when they solo, you're like, oh, I didn't hear you back there before. And then, you know, they're able to add their unique voice to their music.
I wonder if we've had two women do some of the vocal percussion, and I don't know if we'll have a third one come up and do it. But I haven't asked this question before. How do you learn to do that?
Practice.
Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah. That's it, huh? Sort of take watch somebody else do it somehow or another, and then pick it up.
Well, I've been doing it since I was little, just for fun, and then it wasn't until I auditioned that I realized it was actually something you could do seriously. But I think just to learn, you just have to mess around, see what sounds good. There are a couple tricks that I learned this year that I hadn't known before, but yeah, it's basically just practice.
And then how do you keep your voice, your throat from hurting? Because I would think making these, you know, sort of spitting, swallowing sounds.
It's not so much as your throat hurting, it's you running out of air, mm-hmm. so you can't really breathe.
Because it just keeps going, you know, without stop. Circular breathing, you get yes. to learn that. Or at least a whole lot of breathing through your nose, more than yes. if you were actually singing. Well, we'll have another song, I hope, in just a moment.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Let's check in the time here. Let me do my calendar right now. I always do a calendar at about this time. About how long is your last song, do you think?
Is this going to be our last one?
It will be your last one.
Ooh, well, we have a couple. Yeah, we're going to do, I would say it's 2.5 minutes.
About 2.5 minutes. Yeah. Okay. Then I'll gauge my calendar accordingly. Let's see. Some of the other things going on this weekend throughout our listening area. There's an Allerton Barn Dance at Allerton Park in Monticello with music by Big Red Skillet. That's this evening at 5:30. The Docha Chamber Music Festival is going on with concerts tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and then on Friday evening at 5 o'clock, all of those in the Orpheum Theater in downtown Champaign. University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra is performing at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts tonight at 7:30 on the U of I campus in Urbana. The Big Creek Guitar Band will be firing up at the Pink House in Ogden this evening at 5 o'clock, so very shortly from now. The Urbana Middle School Orchestra will be playing at Barnes & Noble tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in Champaign, then followed at 1 o'clock by the UMS Choir and then the UMS Band at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. It's Old Shoe, some folk Americana music at Donnie's Homespun Pizza in Springfield tomorrow evening at 8:30. It's Zara, or Who Killed the Queen of the Silent Screen, being put on by the Red Mask Players at Catherine Randolph Theater in Danville, Saturday at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Doc Severinsen and the Stiletto Brass Quintet will be featured with the Heartland Festival Orchestra at Five Points Washington in Washington, Illinois, 7:30 tomorrow night. And the Hen House Prowlers will be at Donnie's Homespun in Springfield Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Lots of other things going on, including the Illinois Brass Quintet at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts Sunday night at 7:30. We have support for our broadcast today from Docha, presenting the 2013 Docha Festival, featuring chamber music events and young people's concerts, April 5th through April 7th at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Champaign. A complete list of festival performances is at docha.org. This is 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. One more from the girls next door in advance of their spring show next Friday at the Levis Center on U of I campus, 7:30 show. What's going to be?
This is Uncharted by Sarah Bareilles, and it has Kate on the solo. And also, I guess we should mention that we're releasing a CD at the end of this month. Kind of a little thing to shove in there at the last minute. It's called Resonance, and we recorded it here in Champaign, so we're pretty excited for that. And we'll be releasing that at our Canopy Club show on the 27th.
That'll be at the 27th Canopy Club, also on U of I campus. And you promised to send me a copy, right?
Oh, of course. All right. You're first on the list.
Thank you very much. I'll count on it.
You actually are.
No words, my tears won't make any room for more when it don't hurt like anything I've ever felt before. This is no broken heart, no familiar scars. This territory goes uncharted. Just me in a
sundown in the house in a town and it don't breathe. Though I never meant to let it get away from me. This is too much to hold. Everybody wants to get their hands on gold and I want Uncharted. Stuck under the ceiling, I made. I can't help the feeling of the wind down. Follow if you want, I won't just hang around. Like you'll show me where to go, I'm already out. A foolproof idea, so don't ask me how to get started. It's all uncharted. La 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 la. Up the minutes till I get alone, cause I can't stay in the middle of it all. It's nobody's fault and I'm so alone. Never knew how much I didn't know. Oh, everything is uncharted. No one getting nowhere when I only sit and stare like I'm going down. Follow if you want, I won't just hang around. Like you'll show me. Watch the colors fade. They may not make sense, but they sure as hell made me. Won't go as a passenger, no, waiting for the road to be late. Though I may be going down, I'm taking flames over burning now. Compare where you are to where you wanna be and you'll get nowhere. Oh, 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 I'm going down. Follow if you want, I won't just hang around. Like you'll show me where to go, I'm already out. A foolproof idea, so don't